when people, you know, hey, I want your autograph, and they're grabbing them by the shoulder. I think that's the stuff that really turns them off, you know, when they're trying to quietly get away.
So there's another entrance where they can go in into that designated area.
There's a porch there.
It's pretty small. Yeah, if they came through the porch area into the bar, and, you know, we'd have to do something about the rental cars, because they just tend to pull up to the door. And, I mean, literally, beer cans are falling out of the door when they open the door up. And,
I mean, you've got it proven. I mean, how many years did you do it, Susan?
It's been messy years, ever since 9/11.
She's got the, it was just the expense, so if you don't mind paying for the expense, it's a proof and it worked. Yeah. Right? Because didn't you have a problem with cabling or something when you did it at the restaurant? Didn't you say something that they couldn't get the channel or something because...
It's been resolved, though.
1 year or so, yeah. But you could do it because you had that box or something, yeah, that you use out in the tent, and you know that Debbie's hours are, you know... Debbie has a bunch of hours charged to it, you know, and overtime and all that, all weekend, and, you know, I mean, all that, but it's proven. You know what you're getting into when you do it. It just seemed like a lot. But as you probably haven't figured out, is I know nothing about NASCAR, except I went to one race, and I just don't get it. So I'm sorry. I don't understand the rental cars and then, you know, or any of that. Never been involved in it.
You just gonna have to get some more redneck blood in you. You're gonna have to send you down to Gumboro to the mud hop,
mud ball, yeah,
and get your feet in some chicken manure and get that between your toes, and you'll start to understand why people like NASCAR.
Well, and after reading all this mess on the internet, everybody's griping and complaining the whole time about fan base deteriorating, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
It is. The last Dover race, it was probably 2/3 full.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, everybody has a solution about what everybody, the France people, Brian France or somebody, should be doing to run it.
Well, Dover, they made, I think that they made a tactical error that you can't go to the race and park for the weekend without having a ticket for all three races. Mm-hmm. So that's like an extra,
$300 or $400.
Well, that turned a lot of people off. They just would come for Sunday, or they just come... To be honest, when we were at Daytona, I didn't want to go to the race. I just wanted to walk around and look at the stuff or buy or whatever. That's where the real money's made, not in the ticket, but in the merchandising. So,
I mean, the economy's got it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to give you an example, Dover went to Brinks Armored Cars, who never goes up there on Fridays, and said, well, you're going to have to pay, I think they told them, like $5,000 for the loss because you own the box. But nobody was there. You didn't get any food. Nobody drinks. And Brinks told him, says, well, I tell you what. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
And they walked out. So they not only lost that Friday business, they lost Saturday and the Sunday twice that year.
That box is outrageous. And you had the box expense, because I had one for three races. It's the food that kills you. We had $15,000 a weekend in food. $5,000 for subs is kind of hard to... absorb.
Crab cakes were what, $75 a piece?
Isn't really that expensive, yeah, compared to everything else, I guess. It's all relative.
The crab cakes were, they misquoted us. It was $35 for the little crab cake. And they called us and said that we made a mistake on the price. We're like, oh, thank God. No, it should be $60. It's like,
And of course,
you know, and then you just, but it's like, that was like $4,000 for one day for a crab cake. It's like, man. And again, it gets back to money versus money, but it was just crab cakes. They just gouge and gouge. And I think everybody set their sticking point on that. So.
Well, I think it's obvious that we got to do something. We need to do it quickly.
Right.
So.
Now, as far as we're talking costs, now the benefit is what we're going to weigh the costs against. What's the benefit? If we get the flights in here, then we get a bigger runway, correct?
Yeah. The FAA would vent, you know, this would only be a piece of it. But if we can get enough flights, then the FAA would fund the runway at 6,000 feet instead of 500.
Which brings in more aircraft for Pats to work on.
Right, which would benefit.